If there was ever going to be a year to break an Atlantic Storm record set in 2005, many folks won't be surprised that that year would be 2020. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching our show. Subtropical Storm Theta formed in the Atlantic Ocean this week. It's not expected to make landfall, according to the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters think Theta will dissipate over open water in the days ahead. But Theta is the 29th named storm to materialize this season, which officially runs through the end of the month, and that officially breaks the record of 28 named storms set in 2005. Meantime, Guatemala, Honduras, Cuba, and parts of the state of Florida are all dealing with the effects of the last storm to make landfall. That deadly system was named Eta. Couple of other stories making headlines. The U.S. Supreme Court heard new arguments on Tuesday concerning the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The controversial overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system was passed by Congress and signed by former President Barack Obama in 2010. 20 states, plus the Trump administration, are asking the Supreme Court to strike down Obamacare. 20 states, plus the House of Representatives, are asking the Supreme Court to preserve Obamacare. The high court's expected to decide on the issue by next spring. In political news, Joe Biden, the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election, is planning his transition to power. One thing the president-elect has done is announce a panel of 13 health experts who will be tasked with creating a plan to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump tweeted yesterday that he would ultimately win the election. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has told federal prosecutors to investigate accusations of voting problems before states certify their election results in the weeks ahead.